You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon, the 20th day of April. It's time to plant corn. Drew Lerner is here from World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City, and he's going to tell us whether farmers across the Midwest and the Corn Belt will be able to continue planting over the next several days. What do you think?
Well, I think that we're going to have a little bit of a disruption coming up as we deal with a rather weak weather disturbance that's moving across the Mississippi River Valley today, and we'll see to it that showers are in our forecast for the next 2 days, actually. We'll see the precipitation somewhat disorganized for a while longer here today, but as we get to the latter part of the day, we're probably going to find a well-organized line of showers and thunderstorms coming up out of southeast Missouri and parts of western Kentucky through the eastern portions of Illinois into parts of western Michigan, and that line will work its way eastward overnight tonight and eventually work its way through Ohio and Indiana as we get into the day tomorrow. Then there'll be some instability showers that will come in behind that line, and we'll have some additional precipitation off and on in the afternoon tomorrow and into tomorrow night. I'm not expecting the precipitation to be very heavy, but it doesn't matter. It's still moisture, and it's still going to set us back a little bit. But the best drying we'll see over this next week or so is going to be from Friday through Sunday, maybe as early as Thursday afternoon in the western Corn Belt. But Friday through Sunday, for the majority of us, it will be a dry period. We'll need at least a day and a half there to firm up the soil after the rains that we just talked about, and then perhaps we'll be back in the fields for a quick day or day and a half before we get into next week. Now, next week looks a little bit wetter again, with a succession of weather systems likely to move across the Midwest, so our drying time is going to be much more limited, and we may be on the sidelines for a little longer next week.
We have had really good weather, warm temperatures brought to us, I guess, by a blocking system. It's called the Omega Block. Will we have the same kind of warm weather conditions next week?
We are going to continue a relatively warm for the first part of the week, but as time moves along, there'll be a new surge of cool air coming down from Canada that will probably sneak across the northern and eastern parts of the Midwest, and it will get a little bit more chilly as we get to the end of next week and the following weekend. It shouldn't last very long because we have an active southern branch of the jet stream, and it should bring warmer air back across the majority of the Midwest immediately after that. So a quick couple of days of chilly conditions and we'll be back in some seasonable warmth.
When you say chilly, how cold?
Well, it's a little hard to say right now, but I would expect to see frost and freezes occur across the Great Lakes region and the upper Mississippi River Basin area. I don't think we'll see freezes down south of the northernmost counties in Illinois.
Anything out of South America before I let you go?
Well, I think Argentina is finally going to turn the corner. It's been very wet there. Of course, the marketplace is all excited about losses. I think some of those losses because of the wet weather are terribly exaggerated. I think the crop will end up being fairly decent, but we do need it to dry out so they can get back to the harvest there. That will take place for the next 2 or 3 days, a little bit of a disruption over the weekend, and then more dry weather next week. And then, of course, there's the second season corn crop in Brazil. We're a little concerned about it in Mato Grosso and Mato Grosso do Sul, though those two states will get some timely rain. The rest of the production area is probably going to still see a drying tendency for a while.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. That wraps up this edition of the Closing Market Report.